Okay, you're pulling me in there a little bit. What about the hypertension?
Hypertension would certainly be expected from knowing that infusing VEGF causes hypotension. What is not clear and what we haven't figured out yet is why everybody doesn't get hypertension. Because all dogs get hypotension if you infuse VEGF, so why don't all people get hypertension by blocking VEGF? And we have actually hoped that someone interested in hypertension might pick up on this lead, because it could potentially teach us something about risk factors for essential hypertension or therapies for hypertension in some patients.
What about bowel perforation and GI cancers?
That actually, I think, is fairly simple in that many, though not all of those patients, either had involvement of the bowel wall with their tumor or had had a recent surgery and anastomosis, and their perforations were almost always in one of those two areas.
I actually heard differently from the GI people that a lot of them weren't in those areas.
There were some that were not, but a lot of them were in those areas. And this is a problem that has really only been seen in patients with GI tumors and in patients with ovarian cancer, which frequently involves a lot of the same surfaces. This is not something that's been seen in the lung cancer trials or the breast cancer trials. So I think this is not necessarily teaching us something about biology and physiology. It's purely an anatomic issue. Very similar to you saw significant pulmonary hemorrhage in patients with large central lung lesions, but not in breast cancer patients with small peripheral lung lesions.
I was going to ask you about the pulmonary lesions. So are you saying that both of these things are related to tumor response?
In many cases, they were. In many cases, the lung hemorrhage were in patients that were responding. You had this large lesion that suddenly became cavitary. And it's not hard to imagine if you have a large lesion wrapped around a big vessel and it suddenly becomes cavitary, this big vessel is now pumping into a hole, and that's a problem. We actually saw lung lesions cavitate in the phase 2 trial in patients with breast cancer. But these were, 2-centimeter peripheral lung lesions. If they had any hemorrhage into those lesions, it would have been from small capillaries, and it would have never been clinically apparent. So I don't think it was something unique about squamous cell cancer biology. I suspect it's much more a function of anatomy and what's in the region that would be at risk if you suddenly eliminate a bunch of the smaller blood vessels in the structure.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hearing the lung people talking about. What about the migraines?
Migraines, I suspect, are also related to changes in vascular tone. They were clearly dose-related, though they were not related necessarily to hypertension, but we suspect that they were related to changes in vascular tone. But that also has not been very well studied.